We begin this morning with a major WGN radio programming announcement.
Wow.
Yeah. Stand by. And
I'm glad I could be here to hear this.
You will now be hearing Lisa Dent regularly as she becomes part of Chicago's afternoon news. Dean, fill us in on the rest.
Yeah, that's a huge addition for us. I've enjoyed Lisa for years on WGN and elsewhere, and to have her, you know, become part of the Chicago afternoon news lineup is going to be great. She will be the host. Steve Bertrand will still be there.
4 hours now instead of three.
4 hours from 2 until 6. Steve will be doing the news on the show. As, we've learned to love Steve for decades.
Yeah, I think, he still has like zillions of fans from his work anchoring the news while Kathy and Judy were doing their show.
Yeah, everybody. Spike Odell, everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, Steve has, worked with, I think, just about everybody on WGN. So it'll be Lisa as the host, and Steve with the news, and all of the other players all still will be there. Ana de Volantes is going to be moving into a new role. She is going to be doing special projects with the news department, investigative reports, special reports, being able to dig a little deeper, going back into her roots as one of the city's best reporters that we've got, so we're going to look forward to that.
Yeah, I can tell you, I've got to anchor NBC5 newscast with Anna for a few years, and there is no better investigative reporter.
Yeah, and how great that, while stations are all cutting back, news operations, we're adding Anna to the news department, we're adding to all of that. So the lineup is going to go like this. Bob, I know you're up at 4 a.m. Every day, so you can catch the simulcast that we've been doing with WGN TV Morning News from 4 to 5. That now is going to be expanding, so you'll hear the WGN TV Morning News simulcast from 4 until 6. And then the Bob Surratt Morning Show will now be from 6 to 10. This is all starting on January 3rd, by the way.
Yeah, it says here that our show is going to start at 6 instead of 5, and I never thought I'd consider waking up at 4:30 in the morning instead of 3:30, sleeping late.
A luxury, I know. I know, right. Well, you can do that. John Williams' show now will be from 10 a.m. until 2, and that will include the Wind Trust business lunch, as always. That Chicago's afternoon news with Lisa Dent and Steve will be from 2 until 6. And then John Landecker will be coming on and will be on from 6 until 10. So it's an exciting new lineup as, we go into the new year. All of this will start on January the 3rd. And as WGN, gets into celebrating its 100th anniversary. How about that?
Yeah, I think you'll be seeing more promotion and advertising. For example, I believe the new slogan to promote the John Landecker show at night is "Listen to Milt Rosenberg on mushrooms." they're still working on that. I don't know that that's the final campaign. The ad agency boys and girls are on that right now.
I understand
now
the words that both John and Milt say in equal measures.
All right. Well, more on that coming up here after 8:30. For now, let's get in some more entertainment news. And let's get a celebrity breakup story on here before we take a break.
This is heartbreaking because they just seemed like the perfect couple to me. Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, two huge names in pop music. You've seen them on all the award show. They're always so lovey-dovey, and they've recorded songs together. They've done appearances together. Last year at this time, they released a big Christmas song that was possible. It just seemed like, my faith and love had been restored watching those two. And then last night, they announced on Instagram that they are breaking up. I probably should have asked you to pull your cars over on the expressway first before just dumping shocking news like that on you. They have decided to break up. This is what they said. We've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends, and we will continue to be best friends. They've been dating since July of 2019. So
we'll pull ourselves together while we
I need a moment, honestly.
Some info here, and then more from Dean, including news about Meghan Markle, Pete Davidson, and Adele.
Bob Sirott, WGN.
Dean has some breaking celebrity dental memorabilia news.
This is the first time those words have ever been uttered on WGN. Yes, these celebrity auctions are, you know, still so popular. People pay huge money to have celebrity stuff. And after all of these years, after Elvis's death, his memorabilia still fetches big money. And how appropriate from the king of rock and roll should a crown be going up for auction, not the kind of crown that you put on your head, the kind of crown that a dentist puts in your mouth. It's a dental crown that Elvis once had, a gold-filled dental crown. We have no idea how this was acquired, but it is said by the auction house that this is legit. It went from Elvis's mouth to his one-time fiancée, Linda Thompson. I hope she didn't yank it out while he was sleeping or anything like that. But it eventually, after changing hands a couple of times, wound up going to the Elvis Presley Museum, and now it's going to go for auction. It's framed. It's a crown that's filled with gold, and the opening bid will start at $2,500 on December the 4th. So, you know, holiday gift-giving time.
Perfect.
Right around the corner. So.
The Elvis lover near and dear to you.
Right.
Pete Davidson is doing some celebrating, isn't he?
Yeah, he just celebrated. I don't know why I thought Pete Davidson was older, but just celebrated his 28th birthday a couple of days ago. And some pictures were posted on Instagram, because nothing really happens in life unless it is posted somewhere on social media. But he celebrated his birthday with his constant companion lately, Kim Kardashian West. Also on hand was Kim's mother, Kris Jenner, and all three of them were wearing matching brown plaid pajamas. So, you know, just like we all do on our birthdays, we all get together and put on matching clothes. But also at this get-together, of all people, Flava Flav from Public Enemy, the one that wears the giant clock around his neck,
mm-hmm.
he was also part of the big birthday celebration. So congratulations to Pete Davidson and all of the brown plaid wearing pajama wearers at his party.
It's a social media festival with all those pictures. Adele is hotter than ever. And is this something new she's just posted?
Yeah, well, you know, she has this new album that's going to be coming out on tomorrow, Friday. The new album called 30 is going to drop wherever it is that you buy your music. But she released one of the songs yesterday, not the version that's going to be on the album, but sort of this very impromptu, from the video on her, I guess this is on her Twitter, it looks like she might be in her living room, something like that, and the piano is playing in the background, and she does a version of her song from this album called To Be Loved. But just listen to a completely unaccompanied Adele singing this song in her living room.
Can't live my life, let it be known, let it be known that I tried.
Isn't that amazing?
She doesn't even have to go in the shower to sound good.
Right. Right, like all the rest of us think we sound.
That's pretty
anyway,
cool.
But she sounds amazing. So that's going to be one of the songs on the new album, 30, that comes out tomorrow. Her concert special that she did that was on the air, I should say, this past Sunday night on CBS with the Oprah interview, is streaming on Paramount Plus. So you can hear a couple of other songs from the new album on there, as well as some of her greatest hits.
What did Meghan Markle say to Ellen? Has that show been on already?
It's going to be on today, actually. It was a surprise visit to the Ellen show from Meghan Markle. The audience didn't know who the guest was going to be. She just showed up, and, you know, she talked about what the last year has been like and what, you know, all the changes have been like in her life. One of the interesting things was how she talked about how she used to come to that very lot, the Warner Brothers lot, where the Ellen show is recorded, and do auditions, trying to get acting jobs there. Walking through the lot, trying to get to the audition. She said, it's much nicer being driven in a fancy car on that lot than it was back in the day when she would just be traipsing around.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Trying to get a little bit of work.
Have you taped your interview with Peter Jackson yet?
I did. Yesterday evening, he was at his home in New Zealand, and we talked about this Beatles documentary that's called Get Back that will be debuting next week. Got a little inside into, you know, what interested Peter Jackson in making this documentary, what it was like. What it was like working with Paul and Ringo and Yoko, getting feedback from all of them. If you're a fan, this is something that you're definitely going to want to hear. I'm going to play back the full interview on my Sunday show this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. So it's a Beatles fan must listen.
Can you give us a snippet of it tomorrow morning at this time, maybe?
I hope so. The way that they do these Zoom interviews now is that they record them on their end, and then they send me the interview.
Oh.
And normally I have it overnight. I was hoping I was going to be able to play a little snippet of it for you this morning. I'm supposed to have it a little bit later on today. So if I do have it today, I definitely will play some of it for you tomorrow morning, so you know you can get. I know that you know you might be a little bit anxious about this documentary.
I cannot wait.
I'm fully expecting Bob to take that whole week off.
Yeah, three nights, 2 hours a night. Huh?
Yeah, so he can watch the whole thing.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.
Thank you, Dean.